and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The United Nations Food Agency is warning Sudan's warring parties that there is a serious risk of widespread starvation and death if they don't allow humanitarian aid into the vast western region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Lenny Kensley, the World Food Program's regional spokesperson, said at least 1.7 million people in Darfur were experiencing emergency levels of hunger in December, and the number is expected to be much higher today. She told a virtual UN news conference from Nairobi that calls for humanitarian access to conflict hotspots in Sudan have never been more critical. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April 2023 when long simmering tensions between its military and paramilitary broke out into street battles in the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities found three bodies on Friday in the state of Baja California, where an American and two Australian tourists were reported missing, according to three sources with knowledge of the investigation. Ryan Chang from Reuters reports.
The three men, Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and American Carter Rhodes, were in their early 30s. They were on vacation surfing in Ensenada, about 90 minutes south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The state prosecutor on Thursday said three people were being investigated in connection with the case, though it was unclear whether they were involved in the disappearance of the Robinson brothers and Carter Road. The U.S. State Department advises Americans to reconsider travel to the state due to crime and kidnapping.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Democratic U.S. Rep. Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into their ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The U.S. Department of Justice said the couple surrendered to authorities on Friday, were taken into custody, and were each released on $100,000 bond. Cuellar released a statement Friday denying any wrongdoing. According to the federal indictment, the couple accepted nearly $600,000 in bribes from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and a bank in Mexico in exchange for advancing the interests of the country and the bank in the U.S. Miriam Satsverze, the co-founder of an animal charity in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi, is one of thousands engaging in nightly protests over a government bill on, quote, foreign agents that critics have condemned as authoritarian and Kremlin-inspired. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
The ruling Georgian Dream Party says the bill will promote transparency. For Satsverze, the bill's high stakes.
If it's passed, it's gonna be, it's gonna close so many doors that we worked so hard, so many years to be opened, especially with the EU candidacy right now.
It would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. The draft law has drawn comparisons to laws used to suppress dissent in Russia, with whom Georgia fought and lost a short war in 2008. The standoff is part of a wider struggle that could determine whether Georgia moves closer towards Europe or back under Moscow's influence.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Tanzania's power distributing company has announced a major blackout for most of the country due to the power grid's failure ahead of approaching Cyclone Hidaya. The meteorological department says the cyclone continues toward the coastline. Heavy rainfall and strong winds have been reported in the coastal areas of Mtwara and Lindi, with forecasts saying that Tanzania's commercial hub, Dar es Salaam, may be affected. Authorities warned residents on Saturday to exercise caution as the intensity of the cyclone increases. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.